Good morning. We're continuing with Chayodim, Klal, Lamed Aleph, Siman Tes Zayin. We're talking about the idea of saying Kaddish. So, why do we say Kaddish over here? So, this seems like Machloikis in the Rishonim. Okay. There's a Sefer called Oitzar Gaonim, a Masechtas Megillah, which they took the various different tshuvas from the Gaonim and they organized them. They were part of what happened was that they were asked Pshat and Gemara, so they would respond with Pshat and Gemara. So if you go through all the various different tshuvas we have in the Gaonim and you'd organize them based on the Seder, the order of the Gemara, you'd end up with a Sefer called Oitzar Gaonim, which is what we have. It was put together not too long ago, 100 years ago approximately, that Talmud Chacham was malakate the various different tshuvas of the Gaonim, Pshat in different Gemaras. He was malakate. So you bring the tshuva there from Rav Natranoi Gaon, one of the Gaonim, that the purpose of saying the Kaddish by laning was to act as a buffer to show that we before between the mafter and the regular Kriyas HaTorah. So we read the Kriyas HaTorah, we complete the whole parsha with the Kriyas HaTorah, we read from the Torah again, but to make sure that people understand that that's not to be mitzvah dinner here with Kriyas HaTorah. The Mor says that the main reason why we read from the Sefer Torah for the Mafter is there should be an element of covenant to the Torah. He doesn't immediately run to read from the Navi. First, he reads from the Torah a little bit. So, because that's the appropriate thing to do. So, it's covenant Torah. So, that's not part of the regular Seder of Kriyas HaTorah. So, to offset the Kriyas HaTorah of the Mafter with that of the other Kriyas HaTorah, which we laid earlier, the other Aliyahs, so we say Kaddish in between. Okay, now Tosis in Megillah and Daf Gimel and Aleph mentions this idea as well, but Tosis points out that this is post Gemara. Midin of the Gemara, there's no such mention of that, saying a Kaddish at that point. This is post-Gemara. So who is it post-Gemara from? So the Rav Natranoi Gaon says that it's post-Gemara from the Rabbanon Savoroi. Who were the Rabbanon Savoroi? So we know that the Gemara was redacted by Ravina Ravashi, and that was completed in the year 476 of the Common Era. So that year, the what's known as the Gemara is Soif HaRoi. Ravina Ravashi were the last generation of Amoroyim whose halachic decisions had the power, the status of Gemara, that it's binding on all of Klal Yisrael, no matter what. And that's called Sefer Ra. We know that there is Mar Bar Ravashi, and there is Rabba Tosfos, and there are other Talmidim besides of the next generation. So what is their status? So they are known as Rabbanon Savoroi, which they took upon themselves to explain things, to be masper things, a svora, clarify, explain, etc. For example, the Ramban points out at the beginning of Masechtas Kedushin, the Gemara spends about a blat at the beginning of the Masechta clarifying the language of the Tana, the way he writes Isha Niknes, or do you mention the noun first or the verb first? Do you mention the number of the ways of doing it first, the number of ways of doing it second? Isha Niknes, Shashadrachim, Isha Niknes. And it goes through this whole conversation of how it's written. The Ramban says that we have a Masara. This is written by the Ramban and Savaroi. So whereas later generations were not added into the Gemara, and something which the Gaonim would explain, they would explain it, but they would leave it as a separate sefer, not part of the Gemara. The Rabbanon Savoroi added in things into the Gemara to clarify points of the Gemara. So they're told that they are after the Hara, after the time of making halachic decisions. But the Rabbanon Savoroi, I think I once saw in a quote that if you take all of the Gemaras which are written by the Rabbanon Savoroi, they add up to less than a quarter of one Masechta of all of Shas. Fine. Ratanoi Gaon says that the Rabbanon Savoroi were the one who was to saying Kaddish by Kriyas HaTorah. Means, Midin of the Gemara there was no Kaddish over there, and they introduced it. But they introduced it to act as a buffer between the Maftir, the Kriyas of the Chiyuvim Aliyahs, the seven Aliyahs, which is a Chiyuv, and the Maftir, which is the eighth Aliyah. Which means that we would have to assume that on Mondays and Thursdays, where there was just three Chiyuvim and that's it, there was no Kaddish set. So, and that is actually the language of one version of a Masechta Sofer, that you only say Kaddish in a situation where you have a Maftir being distinct from the rest of the Kriya. But on Beis Vehei, or on Purim, and all the different days, they would not say Kaddish. There's a Kaddish which you say, but Kaddish is Kabbal at the end of davening, that Kaddish will go back on the Kriya Torah as well. We do something similar to that on Shabbos Mincha, or by Titus. We lay in three aliyahs, put the Tiferet Torah back, and say the Kaddish, and the Kaddish, which we say at that point in time, is going back on the Kriyas Torah as well. So, Beis Hashem, in the next show, we will continue clarifying this point. It's a little bit of history over here, but I think it's important to understand the history and understand this concept. Not so many people are familiar with the idea of when Kaddish was instituted, etc. So we're going to spend a little time on Jewish history as opposed to Jewish halacha. Have a good day.